Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Don Redmond on the broadcast today. Don is the candidate for City Council seat District 4. Don served in that position for about 8 years, a number of years ago, and he is seeking re-election to that position to serve District 4. And when I say to serve District 4, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind when a city councilman is elected for a district, when seated, making decisions and voting on issues, he's representing the entire city. And so, Don, do you consider yourself a conservative?
I consider myself a conservative. Well, the newspaper came out last week in their comments said I was one of the most conservative ones on the city council during the term that I was there.
Absolutely. I read that article and was fascinated by it. He is, in fact, one of the your outspoken supporters, too, Don. And I don't know if the name was called in the newspaper article. He lives in District 4, and he said, and I quote, speaking of Don Redmond, says he is a servant who's never ego-driven. And I was thrilled by that statement because that's what I've seen in your life for some 40 years that I have known you. Don, you stood against the immoral, unholy, ungodly HRO, that's the Human Reprobate Ordinance, as I call it. They call it the Human Rights Ordinance, Human Reprobate Ordinance, back when you were on city council before. And when you're on city council, they tried to pass that during the course of your term on council. Do you still stand by those same morals and ethics and values, and do you stand against the immoral, unholy, ungodly issues like the HRO and others, even today? Do you still take that stand?
I still take that stand. I'm still a Bible believer. I believe that God gave us the Bible as our tool to go by. And I haven't changed. I read God's Word every morning, and it helps me through the day. But yes, I fought hard against the HRO. We defeated it when I was in the city
council. Right.
The next group came along and passed it.
Yes.
I still would fight strongly against it if given the possibility of doing that.
Well, there are other issues, not just the HRO. Don, if I could interject this, there are other major issues, ladies and gentlemen, not just the Human Reprobate Ordinance. There are major, major issues that deal with how tax dollars are spent, deal with whether or not JEA is to be given away or auctioned off or sold, and all of that's in the hands of the investigators now by city council and by state officials and by federal officials being investigated because the willy-nilly loose approach to handling the assets of our city. And as a result of that, the mayor's office and several on the city council and the leadership team are being investigated federally for illegalities that took place during that process. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we need candidates like Don Redmond on board. Don, you've been accused of being a staunch defender of family values, willing to speak up against political correctness. I find that a badge of honor. I don't know about you.
I consider it a badge of honor. I'm happy with the things that I voted on because I feel like God led me in that direction.
Amen.
I voted against people putting a liquor store next to a church. I voted against people putting strip joints where girls take their clothes off in areas where they shouldn't be allowed at all. But with the power brokers that want to move these things into neighborhood, the destruction of the family, it's all around us.
And these power brokers do it as a result of being put into office by the power brokers. So therefore, they have to compromise and beat it to their wish. It's money.
Yeah.
It's a money thing.
Yes.
I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi. Well, I did have a comment. I'll be voting for the councilman because he's represented my district in the past well, and he's been at meetings that I've attended that are important to my community. But that's not really why I'm calling now. I know he's involved with the Sheriff's Watch program, I believe, and that's important in our community now to have that closeness with the police. And I was hoping he'd mention something about that.
Yes, I'm vice chairman of the Sheriff's Watch in Zone 3, one of the Sheriff's Watches. And yes, I've been going to the Sheriff's Watch meetings for, I think, around 17 years, been involved with the Sheriff's Department. I'm also a member of the auxiliary police, they have an organization that supports them. I'm a member of that as well.
And Don, one of the things that I believe that our caller would like to hear also, and most are familiar with, they live in District 4, they received some kind of hit piece by your favorite major opponent.
I would love to mention that. If I had any doubts about who I wanted to vote for, and I have no doubts, I know Councilman Redman and how he represented us in the past, but if I was on the fence, I never would have voted for anyone those mailers were putting down so badly. These were basically nameless, generic names, but when you look, they're out of their organization is out of downtown Jacksonville and Tampa, and you know that just goes against everything I believe for
I've called those folks the Tampa Mafia, and the Tampa Mafia has now invaded Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
The Tampa Mafia is in control of so much of the power brokers in the city of Jacksonville, and the Tampa Mafia basically is running the campaign for Don's opposition, and as a result of that, that Tampa Mafia, that individual and others in that Tampa Mafia group also are under federal investigation for illegalities in relationship to the JEA attempt to give it away. Don, how do you respond? Let me just simply put it this way. Don, do you stand for the law enforcement in the city of Jacksonville? Secondly, do you stand for funding law enforcement for as many police officers as we need?
I don't think you'll find anybody that has served on the city council that supports our police department and funding our police department any more than me. Police and fire. Our first responders are, in my business, I have a Blue Lives Matters sign on the front of my window in my business. So, and I've ridden with the police. I've been out there. I know what they go through. And it's a shame the treatment that our police department are getting now. But yes, I am one of their biggest supporters. And there's no way that I would have ever cut their funding or laid off any police. So that's part of the lies that are being spread about me. And I resent it. It's a shame that they can get away with this kind of stuff. And
well, it goes back to the source of it. It goes back to the source end of its power broker group. It's the mafia coming out of Tampa that's coming into Jacksonville, been here for several years now.
Oh, yeah.
And they control the establishment politics in our city.
They do. And they found a young man that they can use to do this. So they're using him as a means to accuse me of a lot of different lies that they're putting out.
Yes.
I found out things about myself I didn't even know.
So, to our caller, do you have any questions or comments further that you'd like to make for our listeners to understand how to speak? In fact, I'd love to have you take a moment while you're on the line and speak to the listeners that's listening out of District 4, your district, and express to them what they need to do when they walk in that voting booth.
They need to vote for our past Councilman Redman. He has done a good job for us in the past. He's been active in our community I've lived in my house for over half my life, over 30 years, and he has been a member of my neighborhood and represented my community, not only on council, but he's always been an active part in our neighborhood, and I appreciate that kind of person. And he shows the character of the type of person that I would like to represent us on our city council. So I would urge everyone to get in there and vote if they haven't. Early voting is going on now, and vote for Don Redman.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call, for your insight, and for your comments. They're so welcomed, and we thank you for that today. Don, you have been accused of confronting issues without apology. That's what I read one statement. You said Don Redmond confronts issues without apology. And that was from a liberal critic. I think it's a badge of honor for a liberal critic to say that Don Redmond confronts issues without apology.
Yeah, if I confronted it, it was an issue that is very important to the public that I represent. And I would always stand up for, you know, the public, stand up for what's right for the public. And, you know, it costs me sometimes. I've been called all kinds of names. you name it, I've been called it. I did get one piece of mail that I saw that said I was Don Redmond the liberal. I think that's the first time I've ever been called a liberal, though. I've been called a lot of things.
Well, I don't know about our listeners today, but I believe God honors the candidate that stands up and speaks up and stands for ethics and morals and values without any realm of compromise and without any sense of apology. Don, I believe we have another call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, my name is Robert, and I just wanted to point out something that probably a lot of people are not seeing. The Antifa thing is the same thing as a modern-day Klan. They're both Democrats. They're both wearing hoods. They're both burning stuff, and both are intimidating people. And they banned the Klan from wearing all their white sheets and white hoods. Why can't they ban Antifa?
Well, this is, I have said for several times on this broadcast, and the Attorney General William Barr is now talking about, in fact, he is talking about, quote, and I'm using a quote directly from the printed article, declaring them as terrorist organization, Antifa and BLM. He is on the verge of declaring them a terrorist organization. Once that is done, the federal government has the authority to go in and trace every dollar in, every dollar out, where the funds are coming from. And for our listeners' benefit and perhaps your edification, if you're not aware of it, George Soros is the major funder. George Soros has 209 organizations. Most of them are charitable-type organizations, 501c3 and 501c4 organizations. But George Soros is the puppeteer behind the majority of what you see with Antifa and BLM. And as a result of that, he has a goal of destroying the borders and destroying the United States of America fundamental economic system. And that's the way he makes his mega billions, is in doing so. He hates America. He hates American Constitution, and especially our Bill of Rights. And so you're exactly right. And so our prayer ought to be, from a Christian conservative standpoint, we ought to be praying that God would develop in and through William Barr in the Department of Justice to go ahead and formally declare the Black Lives Matter, which, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with the tonation or the pigmentation of skin, has all to do with the socialist Marxist organization along with Antifa. You're exactly right. The most of these with Antifa are white thugs, are the 18 to 35-year-old age group that hates America because their Marxist, socialist, communist professors have told them America is bad. And then BLM, Black Lives Matter, is a mixture of white and black, open mush heads, as Rush Limbaugh calls them, that hates America because of what their professors have told them. And so, yes, I am praying that William Barr will declare them as terrorist organizations and start cleaning up the act across America. But the whole problem is we're not going to see any major movement until after the election. All of this is taking place until after November the 3rd. After November the 3rd, overwhelming majority of what we see happening will be cleaned up and changed, not overnight, but immediately. But even with that, I need to do a little parenthetical footnote. If Donald J. Trump is reelected, and I'm praying to God that he is, there will be absolute holy terror break loose across America because the Antifa group and the thuggery out of Black Lives Matter will want to destroy America as a result of President Trump being reelected. So in either event, we need to pray and ask God to intervene, and we need to pray seriously and ask God to heal our land. Thank you so much for your call and for the insight that you have on those issues. Don, let me ask you some other questions that I believe is so vital for our listeners to understand today. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The responsibility that you have and that I have as a citizen is to vote, is voting. We need to understand that we have the right and the responsibility to vote. I'm still less than 100 years old, and since I registered to vote, I have not listened carefully. Since I registered to vote, I've not missed a local, state, or national election in my adult lifetime. I believe it's the most important thing that a child of God, a Christian, a conservative can do as a citizen is to vote. Don, we're thankful to have you. We're thankful that you're not intimidated by the media and the liberals because of your stand for God's word and for that which is moral and ethical and biblical. And ladies and gentlemen, I say that openly. I believe that we need to have candidates like Don Redmond on the city council in Duval County in Jacksonville, Florida, if nothing else, to be a no vote when it comes down to the compromise that's destroying the family and the faith and the future of our city and our nation. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or the comment, please.
Yes. I'd like to ask Don a question.
Go right ahead.
About 20 years ago, Don, I called you, and someone had recommended you that they said you were a good Christian and you were a barber. And I called you, and my father, I told you, was a barber for 55 years. And I explained to you that I've been in business since 1971, and to get a job in site work, you had to have a minority status, and there was an opening you could have a woman-owned business. So we put everything in my wife's name, spent about $30,000, 2 years passed, and all we did is fight racism. They did not want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman to be certified. And I called you, and you did nothing. You didn't recommend anything, and your cavalier, your attitude was, well, you kind of got yourself in this mess. You get yourself out. And, Don, that's really what's wrong now. This thing's got to go beyond the politician. It's got to go where America's secret weapon takes over, and that's Antifa, Black Lives Matter. You're going to see the rednecks, the people that are well-armed. When the police step aside, this thing will get cleaned up. It'll be like the Minutemen of 1776. It'll be gone. But, Don, people like you, opportunists, you're just of a different color. It's not going to get solved at the ballot box. And I'm sorry to say, I'll probably vote for you because there's nobody any better. But I sure don't think you got the answer. God bless.
Well, I'm sorry we couldn't help you before. I don't remember the situation, but, you know, it is a shame. Equal rights are not equal. You found that out. I have found that out. And, you know, I have fought for equal rights. I mean, I don't care what color your skin is or whether you're male or female. I have gone to battle for equal rights. Everybody is equal. I'm not better than anybody else. I've never claimed to be better than anybody else. And I'm there to serve. I serve in a lot of different ways. But I served on the city council, and I was there to try my best to serve my constituents, the city of Jacksonville.
Don, one of the things I believe that would be clarification for our caller, and I understand his heartburn with that scenario, one of the things that we see in society, and it's embedded in the city council's mindset, it's embedded in city governments, embedded in state governments, embedded in federal government, and that is we need to start carving out of society, based on pigmentation of the skin or based on sexual orientation, special exceptions for those, whether they are qualified or not, special exceptions. This is the reason I've always stood for, and you've always stood against, that is, the HRO, the Human Reprobate Ordinance, and you stand for, as I know it, as a fact, and I do also, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we need conservative Christians in office, where we will take a stand against the inequities that we find in society. It ought not to be based on skin color. It ought not to be on sexuality. It ought to be as Lady Liberty with the blindfold on, that law is equal, and that is we're all equal under the law. And that means for every statute and every category and every law, we ought to be equal as standing before that blindfolded statue of liberty, that we have liberty for all and not just for some. But
we're all equal in God's eyes, and we should be that way
in government.
Public, in
however,
government.
However, sure. In the government, as you know, Don, and as our listener, I'm sure, understands, that's not always the outcome of it. And it's simply because of what we're talking about today, the power brokers and the special interest and the smoke-filled rooms behind the closed doors that will buy candidates, pay for the candidates, get the candidate in office, and then that candidate simply becomes a puppet for special interest groups. That's what we need to eliminate. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason we need to have Don Redmond on board representing us on city council. Right now, in the city council of Jacksonville, Florida, we have the makeup being majority of those that claim to be Republican conservatives, but when they vote, they vote in tandem with the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party. And as a result of that, we're seeing the denigration and the dissipation and the dissolution and the evisceration of anything that's called our fundamental foundations that our founding fathers gave us. Don, your main opponent seems to be part of a city's elite group. This means, as I see it, he would vote with the power brokers rather than standing for the people in District 4. Is that the way you see his background?
That's the way I see his background. He really has no background in government at all. Has no idea what the district, District 4 needs. He lives in a condominium. He doesn't know what it's like to own a home and have property to take care of. He doesn't know what it's like to have a business. I'm a small businessman. I have been for going on 50 years, and I know what it's like to have to pay the bills to keep a business going. I know what it's like to have to take care of a home. I know what it's like for people in the neighborhoods to depend on their city councilman to come to them and help them when they have a problem with a pothole, whether it be a pothole in the street, a ditch that needs to be cleaned, a problem with the crime in the neighborhood. I have gone out at all times of the night. I have gone out at, during any time to help people in need, whether it be criminal activity going on. I've ridden with the police department. I've gone on drug bust with them. I've gone with them as they chase people down the road. I've been involved in the community, District 4, for most of my life. I've been involved in the schools. I'm area school advisory chairman for Englewood High School and the surrounding schools. So I understand the needs of the community, of District 4. I promoted a out-of-school suspension program when we had children that were being suspended from school and getting out and getting into criminal activity. And we had that handled for a few years, but they've dropped that now. We need to get it started back, if we get school started back.
Yeah. Don, one of the things that I think that our listeners need to be reassured of, and it's because, and I'm saying this because I've done major research in relationship to your major opponent and his deceptive hit pieces that's been sent out. And everybody in District 4, I believe, has received those hit pieces, and we need to address those without going down the line item. The point being that our listeners need to understand, and you just answered the questions. Let me give them to you rapid fire. You stand for law enforcement.
I support law enforcement 100%.
You stand for our sheriff's department and his needs as it brings those needs by budget each and every year. You stand for funding policemen presently and future tense increasing as needed.
Definitely. I think that we need to fund them for what they need to do their job, which is not always done, yes.
And that's been the major deception that's been sent out, ladies and gentlemen, is saying that Don Redmond does not stand for law enforcement. That is simply a diabolical lie. And it's being calculated that in the last days of this primary cycle, that somehow, some way, that you, the people, would not find out that it's been a deception by the mafia hit pieces going out trying to prevent Don Redmond from being elected as council for District 4 councilman. Don, if you would give our listeners some information on that we need to pray for Don Redmond. But Don, beyond our praying for you for this election, tell our listeners what they can do in these last days of this election cycle to make sure that you're victorious and you win the election and you're seated as our councilman for District 4.
Well, definitely pray for me. Pray for our city. Pray for the election. But I have signs. I need to get people to put a sign in their yard. Those of you that would, that shows that I have support.
How can they get those signs? Who do they call to get the signs, and how quickly can they get them?
All right, my phone number, call me. 904-626-9307, and I will get a sign to
Repeat
you.
Repeat that two or three times. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is the phone number to go directly to Don Redman. Get a sign. Put it in your yard. Don't be intimidated by your neighbor that may be against what you're doing.
904-626-6307. Call me. I'll bring you a sign. Go on my website, votefordonredman.com. You can find out a lot about me on that website, and you get a lot of comments from other people that support me on that website. So give me a call, 626-9307 and 9307. Call me. Put a sign in your yard. Vote. Get out and vote.
Amen. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now the early voting is taking place. Go to the polls and vote. Don Redman, pick up the sign from Don. Let Don have them delivered to you or pick them up from him. Put them in your yard. Wave the signs out at the voting precincts. Let people know that you stand for that which is conservative, that which is for the preservation of faith and family and the future of our city, and that you want to put Don Redman in District 4 and to represent us. Don, again, let me mention to our listeners that your major opponent, is one that is in an organizational group that receives, as I've read it, $12 million. It could be more, but $12 million or better dollars from the taxpayers' coffers. And he's wanting to sit on city council and basically, as I would call it, have the influence to be able to get more funds for the organization that he heads up and that he runs. I am adamantly opposed to that. It is a conflict of interest, and our listeners need to understand that. And when the power brokers talk about the fact that he is the establishment pick, that Carrico is the establishment pick. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a shrouded term to simply say the power brokers in the smoke-filled back rooms have decided that we the people, you and District 4, shouldn't have a choice, but the power brokers are making the decision. And the power brokers go on to say that Carrico is the archetype of their brand of politics. That means that he is a person that they can mold and be malleable in their hands to be their power broker's tool on the city council. Ladies and gentlemen, that person, Carrico, became a Republican less than 2 years ago, 12 to 18 months ago. Now, all of a sudden, he's had a conversion experience, and he is a Republican. That's a lie. He will serve as a rhino, and we've got enough rhinos, Don, on city council today. Don, one more time, give the listeners your telephone number, how they can reach you to help in these last days of the election.
904-626-9307. Call me. I'll bring you a sign. I'll give you a sign you can wave out on the corner.
That's right,
me.
Out of the election precinct.
I was out there this morning.
Right.
I'll be out there tomorrow morning.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.